Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. In one sense, Shabbos brings us through a journey of history with two key markers, the creation of the world and the Mishkan. Let's look at these. There are many, many parallels between the Torah's description of the creation of the world of Bria's Ha'olam in the first and the beginning of the second paragraph in the Prakim in Bereishis, and the way that the Torah in Sefer Shmos describes the creation, the building, the construction of the Mishkan. First is the word Vayas, which appears multiple times in creation and many, many times, and he did, and he made, as the Torah describes, Bezalel and Moshe constructing the Mishkan. Vayar, and he saw, the Ribbono Shel Olam saw the creation, and Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of Perek Lamed Tes, in Shmos, Vayar Moshe es kol ha-malacha. Vayavarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed his handiwork, and Vayavarech Osam Moshe. Vayachal, he concluded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded the work, and Vayachal Moshe es ha-malacha, in the end of Perek Mem. Finally, fascinating, the Torah describes Veruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim, the Spirit of Hashem, the Spirit of the Lord, was floating, so to speak, in the primordial waters. And what does Bezalel have? Bezalel is endowed with Ruach Elokim, the Pasuk describes. Even on a deeper level, you could argue, just like the Mishkan was created with Machshava, the lachshov of machshavos, the pasuk says in Perek Lamed Hey, b'chol meleches machshavos. So too Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tchila olo b'machshava levoro b'midas hadin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu used, so to speak, machshava, thought, to plan how the world would be created. And there's a beautiful Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma, the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. This beautiful Medrash describes the parallels between the creation of the world and the construction of the Mishkan. It goes through each day, 1 through 7, to draw those parallels. On the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Shamayim, the heavens, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim that Shamayim, the heavens are like a yuriyah, like a cloth. In the Mishkan Maksiv, what does it say? V'yasisa yuriyos izim. We have a cloth made out of goat hair. So what is the meaning, what is the significance of this parallel between the creation of the world and the Mishkan? Well, the purpose of the creation of the world, according to many, according to the Hasidic tradition, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, on some level, in some way that we can't grasp, he wanted there to be a dira, a place for presence and dwelling, betachtonim, in the lower world. On the one hand, God is perfect, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Or Ein Sof, but there's also the opportunity to create perfection, to create the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Choshech. So somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted or limited our perception to see Hashem so that we could bring it out. Because Azai Melech Shemo Nikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only creating the creation of perfection through us. He's deputizing us once we create that in the world of, so to speak, absence. Only when we have an Am do we have a Melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gan Eden. The Gan Eden is this perfect, pristine place where we were meant to foster the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that reality, which is hard for us to understand, but it was some physical reality in which we were called upon to bring that Malchus, that divine presence into the world. But what happened? We fell. The chait, the sin of the Eitz Hadas. And we were infected by some negativity, the zuama, the limits of this corporeal physical world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns us to that previous pure state at Har Sinai. The Gemara says, Paska zuamason, that filth that left us, says the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuvmen Vavamet Aleph, at Har Sinai, but yet we fall again with the Asiya Sachet Ego. So why do we have a Mishkan? Either, like Rashi says, is to mend the chait of the ego. It's to create a dira betachtonim, a place where we shine the light of Hashem in our world. Or, according to the Ramban, that it's not really about the chait ego. It's even preceding the chait ego that it should be a continuation of Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, we were at that beautiful Gan Eden state. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a dira betachtonim, a place where his divine presence rests. And that's what the Tanchuma says in Parashas Naso, is the goal of the Mishkan, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rest within and among us, just like it was at Har Sinai, And we can add, just like it was in Gan Eden, in the beginning of creation. So Gan Eden was that beautiful place, that spiritual high level, and so was Har Sinai. So now we can understand what Shabbos is. Shabbos is that place which is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's that high spiritual level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is more felt in the world. It's like it was at Gan Eden. It's like it was at Har Sinai. And that's why in Tehillim Tzadi Beis Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, what do you find? Tov Lo Hodas LaShem. It's all about the vision of La'asid Lavo, the Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, Lahagid Ki Asher HaShem. It's the view of Gan Eden. Shabbos is the Gan Eden. And of course, therefore, Shabbos is not only the Gan Eden of the Bria Sa'olam, it's the Gan Eden of the Mishkan. Therefore, in the Aseres HaDibros, the Zecher of Bria Sa'olam is connected with the Mishkan, with the Zecher of Shabbos is connected with the Bria Sa'olam. And in Sefer Shmos, we are commanded in Perek Chaf Hei through Lamed Aleph to build a Mishkan. What comes after that? Shabbos. After the Chet HaEgel, we're introduced to Shabbos and then the building of the Mishkan. Because Shabbos and creation and Mishkan are all about creating the state of Gan Eden in our world in which we could bring out the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the opportunity that we have each and every Shabbos, even if we don't have the physical Mishkan, even if we've been expelled from Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that little window, that little slice of time into which we can tap. We can bring out that breath of Gan Eden, that avira, that air, that environment that descends upon us, that visits us each and every Shabbos with the Kedusha that exists in the time of Gan Eden, that was at the pristine moment of Maimon Har Sinai, that existed at the time of the establishment of the Mishkan and continued through the Beis HaMikdash. We tap into that every single Shabbos. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.